Neil, thanks for coming up. Game build is probably the biggest game of the season, first versus second. You planned perfectly, your preparation was perfect. What went so horribly wrong in the first 45 minutes?
Didn't turn up. Three lads didn't turn up. You know, and you know me by now, I'm not afraid to make substitutions. I haven't done three before, but I'm not going to put up with that. You know, not when I'm just not going to put up with it.
What did you put it down to then?
Work rate. Energy off the ball, pressing the first ball. Listen, the three lads that I took off at half-time have been with me all season. I'm certainly not going to stay on the radio and alienate them, hang them out to dry. The three lads that came on the second half, the Smiths, you know, all they did, and I won't say this word on radio, but they just worked the balls off. You know, that's what I say. And I tell my 11-year-old lad that, and I'll tell professional footballers that, I'll tell semi-pro footballers that. The ability comes, but when you put a shift in and you look at Finn Sinclair Smith, you look at Trickett Smith, you look at Morgan Thompson Smith, they just worked and worked and worked and created the space for Tundi, got another hat trick. And listen, like I said, it didn't happen for them three that are substituted today, but you cannot address a game in that manner. You just cannot do that. And we've shown second half that we're equally, if not better than South Shields, but over the course of the 90 minutes, we've got beat 5-3, and that shows they're better than us.
Are you, with your preparation for the game, did they do anything different that you weren't aware of? Do you expect them to be the team that they were, the way they would play? Did they cause you any additional problems that you weren't aware of before you went out that today?
Everyone's in my teams this season and last season, and the old Bamber Bridge, we press high from the front. I think I counted 32 times in the first half that the centre half stepped out of play, got 25 yards in here, and it diag, and then put us under pressure straight away. Second half, they didn't do it once because we pressed high up the pitch. We got Portsy high, we got Griffiths high, our back four hit the halfway line, and we suffocated them. And we haven't changed the way we play. That just comes down to willingness to take on instructions and willingness to motivate yourself in them areas. And, you know, as a manager, you don't want to go in there at half time. And I didn't lose my temper, I didn't do anything. I just went bum, 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 and we'll tweak a little thing. And that was it. You know, in second half, well, we'll get on second half.
A couple of the goals, and in football, you can sometimes say, you know what, that's an absolute wonder ball in, superb. It's hard for the defender to deal with it. Good finish. And maybe in that first half, you can say two of the goals, a bit of quality. And you're thinking, going in at half time, 2-0. I'm making three changes. That's going to make a difference, I believe. And then you concede a really, really, really poor, poor goal for three. That must have really infuriated you.
3-0 at half-time?
Yeah. That third goal.
The third goal here, mix-up. It was absolutely, you know, Luke, Doyley, you know, they got it wrong. They got it horribly wrong. And we said that at half-time. But I thought when we came out second half, we pulled the one back. I mean, I'll have to watch it back, and I've got to watch it and watch it. I'm convinced you might have had a better, angle. But
I said that to James. I said he controlled it. And
we're on top. The bench, you know, could fear that the FC United were getting on top. And I turned around to the linesman. He's having a laugh and a giggle with the fans. And, you know, I said a few things to him. But even at 4-1, we didn't give up, did we? You know, went 4-2, and I thought, go on, get another one. And breakaway goal, great goal. And, you know, the kid from Sunderland, who's an absolutely exceptional player, you know, goals and scores. But we don't give up again. We go and get 5-3, and, you know, we bend one over at the end of the game. And
Hit the crossbar.
Listen, as a manager, you know, games, well, they're talking, don't they? Games are two halves, and I can't be more proud of my team today. I can't be. I mean, thanks to Scarborough, they've gone and done us a massive favour against Baysford. And I spoke to Darren Kelly this morning, and he said they were ready. I actually thought we were going to come here and win today. And if we would have played like the second half over the course of 90 minutes, we would have won.
Well, it's something that's, I mean, we were just talking off air. You know, this is in a way, it's new for you. Mm. New ground again. You know, you've been to plenty of grounds this season you've not been to before. So not only are you developing the team, you're developing yourself. You're going to grounds, obviously the biggest crowd I've ever had here this afternoon. Good atmosphere, really, really good. So it's for you, it's a learning curve. And what do you get out of not only just the game itself, but out of everything today? What does that bring to you, Neil?
Me personally, you know, to walk out of the stadium with 3,000 plus, I mean, you could be in the Football League. You know, our fans, their fans, great spectacle. You know, the linesman said with 5 minutes to go, what a great game of football. And it was, as a manager, you know, today didn't just happen. And as a manager, what do I get out of it? I saw real progression in that second half. I saw progression from the start of the season all the way through. And the way we play through the lines, our fluidity, our passing, our rotations, you know, as a manager, when it ticks, it makes you really proud. Unfortunately, it ticked when we were, you know, four or five goals, you know, worse off. And that's not our style, you know, apart from Barrow this season. You know, we don't concede like that, but we did. But listen, this squad has come so far, and we're going to carry on going, because I said that I want them together, you know, for the next 2, 3, 4 years. Yeah, we're going to tweak it along the way, like we've done this season. I've kept 9 out of the, you know, the 22, 23 that started, and but you know, there's a core in there now, and you know, the like the fans were singing there, "We're proud of you" at the end, and you know, I'm glad they're proud of them, because they've been brilliant, and hopefully the season doesn't end today, but they've been brilliant over the course of the season.
But if it does, is that a fitting game to finish the season, even though it's a defeat?
What it is, yeah, it's the way FC United play under Neil Reynolds. I say, you know, that second half is what we're about: fast front foot, attacking football that FC United like to watch, that I like to play, goals of the highest quality, you know, people dying on the line, people working the socks off. That's what I want from my teams, and you know, anywhere I've been, we've created that. And you know, I'm going to look back on it. Listen, I'm really mad about the first half, but I've got to let it go. I've got to somehow shake it. And sometimes as a manager, you know, I'll take all the pressure, but sometimes certain people got to look at themselves and go, did I do enough today? I know I did. You know, I know my coach this afternoon, and I know, you know, lots of players did, but did everyone? And that's the
preparation.
Key question.
And the thing is, some people might argue, well, was the preparation right? Of course it was, because you came up a day before. Listen, you give the players time to relax and enjoy themselves.
Massive thank you to the club, you know, galvanised by Adrian Seddon, you know, the board, Paul Smith, you know, Viv Ware. What they've put on for us the last 28 hours has been exceptional. You know, we've been treated like professional footballers, and we're prepared the right way. And, you know, this has nothing to do with the preparation. Second half, you saw what we're about, and unfortunately we didn't just come out. Did we freeze 3,000? Did people just not get in the game? Would, you know, I don't know, I can't put my finger on it, because lots of people have had. Donoghue was great last week, Charlie Ennis has been great, see Regan Linney's been great, but it just didn't happen for them.
Just one moment in the game, I'm just going to go back to the 4-1 moment. I felt, and maybe you think I'm being harsh, that although there was a handball, that he had too much time to make that shot, and I thought that was, given that exactly what you needed was an early goal to get back into it. Yeah. Absolute credit after that. Now, I would say also, did you not feel that with the three Smiths, as it were, that not only were they tenacious, but there's a lot more craft was going on that left-hand side and on both flanks?
Listen, as a manager, sometimes you've got to listen. You know, you can't just be... You can't just be single-minded. I've listened to my staff today, and I'm not saying this wasn't the RLZ team. And you know, Charlie Ennis has got more experience. Donoghue came on last week and did really well. Regan Linney's got that, you know, that bit of quality to open up. But then you look at the bench, and I've got them three who were like desperate to get on. And I was watching the warm-up, and I said to Brian, I think I might have got it wrong. Look at Tricky Smith, look at Single Smith, they're at it today. And I'm a big body language fan. And listen, that's part and parcel of football management. It's part and parcel of me, because maybe I've got a bit more selfish with my team selection, because I'm not saying my team selection would have won the game today, but I like lads who'll go and work hard for each other. Finn Sinclair Smith, first and foremost, he's trickery, but he just works hard. And Dan Trickett Smith was, I can see why Liverpool signed him, I can see why Crewe Alexander signed him, I can see why he's at Port Vale. And Morgan Omson Smith, you can see that. And they created space, they created the energy for Tundy up the top. And at the first half, I thought he was isolated.
Speaking of Tundy, not just a hat trick, but a real fighting hat trick. Oh. He had to work for those three goals.
I felt sorry for him.
He was a talisman, really, wasn't
James,
he?
James, I felt sorry for him first half, and we came in at half time, and I said, you know, it's when you're playing a 4 and an 8, which we did in Potts and Griff, how can a single man, a number 9, just do left and right, left and right, left and right? And we just isolated him, and that we didn't get close to him, we didn't help him, we were expecting him to do the full-back, the centre-half, the full-back, and we've got to share that out. Second half, you've seen, he only had to operate the 18-yard box, and he does what Tundy Owolabi does best. He scores a hat-trick, and he's a menace, and you can see why he's a leading goal scorer. You probably see why he'll be crowned, or should be crowned player of the year, and the top goal scorer of the year, and probably clean up at, you know, FC United. But that's what he does, and you know, I don't want him to change that. I don't want him to play left and right. That's what their lads do, and you know, and you know, I'm upset first half, but second half, I'm not.
But we also must remember one thing as well. That's a team that are now 12 points clear at the top.
Yeah.
They're a full-time team, and they're a good quality team.
Yeah.
I mean, they play nice football. They work. They know where each other, and that goes with obviously the territory and the money that they've got and all the rest of it. So you know, many clubs have come in and completely capitulated, and I think a lot more clubs would have been further mauling. But it was testament to the fact that we worked hard second half, and it's say those three changes. And the one thing I'm sure you would agree, the three players that came off all knew themselves. They knew themselves, and they would have been disappointed for coming off, but they were disappointed with their own performances and know the reasons why they've come off. So they'll get back on that coach, they'll think about it, long journey back, and you know they'll be ready to go again, maybe if they can prove themselves again on Tuesday if we play.
Yeah, I mean not them. Listen, any player that's out there that listens, that's played under me, you've got to work hard, and if you don't work hard, you're not playing for me. And that I don't mean, you know, long term, them players have got quality. Donna's really puts a shift in. It just didn't happen today, and you know, but that's my mantra. You've got to work on it. It might be old fashioned, it might be dinosaur, you know what everyone says, but I tell you what, it's the makings of a good footballer. And the minute you get that in, you 95% of your game is taken care of. The other 5%, you know, it comes when you're at the game tempo. And you know, we weren't first half. Listen, credit to South Shields, they'll probably go on and win the league now, but you know, like I said this week, if anyone would have said to me that we were coming here 1-2 and we've given a real good account of ourselves second half, we would have taken that back in June. And you know, like I said, Base would have got beat. If it ends today and the league see common sense, that we both get promoted, you know. If they don't and we continue the season, then great, because I want to continue it. I want another 10 games because this squad deserve another 10 games.
Well, listen, as always, it's great to talk to you. Know we're going to have another conversation, yeah. To have some enjoy your trip back.
Yeah, brilliant.
Work hard. Magic. See you hopefully on Tuesday. If not, see you in 2022.
Yeah, you will do. And thanks for the fish and chips for tonight as well.
Make sure you enjoy them.
I really appreciate that. Cheers, Wompy.